Delivery within trading areas. See website for details.
Western New York weather.
The Oldies 10 forecast for Sloan, Gardenville, and beautiful downtown Corfu. Golly, where did I put it? I put it away. Jack, I lost the forecast. Sunny, breezy, very warm with a high of 88. Hazy, muggy, and warm tonight with a low near 70. And tomorrow, humid with a chance of a thunder shower, the high about 78. Our forecast brought to you by Hyatt's Art Supply, 910 Main Street. The fine art, picture framing, and creativity superstore. Come on in for the largest supply of art, graphic, drafting, and sign supplies. Right now, 75 in downtown Buffalo. Jackson Armstrong coming up next.
Radio reunion on Oldies 104.
Shotgun, the wedding march.
That's what we need to do.
Whoa! He's bad. I was supposed to say WHTT, Buffalo, New York. Yes, that takes that. I'm Jack Armstrong.
And I'm the Ready For You Main Gorilla.
This is Rolling Stone. They want you to watch this.
Watch it.
Oldies 104 is what it is. I'm Jack. Yo, a new addition to the majestic lineup tonight, the Rolling Stones. That'll sell those last 15 tickets.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, Mark Lindsay, Gary Lewis, and the Playboys, or just Gary Lewis? Okay, Lou Christie, the Shangri-Las, and this guy right here will be there tonight. I'm Jack Armstrong, and this is Oldies 104.
I'm the Gorilla.
And this is Billy J, and Bad to Me.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you. The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if...
Just hear it. All right. You know what? I'm gonna hold you. Oh, but I'm not gonna you. Gotta get my mama to you. Oh, yeah.
Hey!
At the midnight hour, I do some of my best work. After dark.
Oldies 104. I'm Jack Armstrong. Yeah, we're warming up for tonight. Before there are a couple of tickets left, we have never thought his way. Right now, the Majestic to count them. We will get a phone call from him. He'll be telling us exactly how many are left. We'll order some tickets, and that'd be a good idea. 692-1921. Here come at long. Cool woman.
Off ain't bad either.
Yeah. Give you a nana something, calm you down, man.
Yeah.
Oldies 104, 417 today afternoon. I'm Jack Armstrong. Y'all lead on. Get ready for tonight.
Jackson Armstrong, your leader.
Smile when you say that, darling. Mark Lindsay will be there tonight. He'll probably be doing this. There it is. Good thing. Kicks. That Metamucil is not the same thing, man.
Love him depends.
How about your teeth, Ah, that's, of course, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and Mark Lindsay will be there tonight. A lot of people don't understand, but back in those days, they were as big as the Beatles for a while. And so were the Dave Clark Five and a couple of other groups that came along. And it wasn't just the Beatles. There were a lot of great groups that came along. We had a few that came right out of this town. We played their music over at WKBW, which is, I don't know, some strange radio station that doesn't exist anymore. This Oldies 104. I'm Jack Armstrong. I'm going to open the phones up to all those who made love to me. And I know that's going to overload the bank here in just a second or two. But don't go anywhere for
sure.
There's my song.
Back in 77, I decided it was time for a change. So I left Graceland in search of a quiet place where I could live my life in peace. After some stops in places like Kalamazoo, I finally decided on a sleepy little town called Wheatfield. where folks keep most of to themselves with very few strangers passing through. For a while, my life was perfect, but as the song says, all good things must come to an end. That's all thanks to J.T. Wheatfield. Seems like ever since they built that place, there's been something going on every night of the week. All this makes it kind of tough for me to keep laying low. Thank you very much, J.T. Wheatfield. Thanks for nothing.
Join me, Elvis, and all your friends at J.T. Wheatfield's this Sunday for the Sunday Cruise 2000. The car show starts at 4 p.m. I'll be entertaining you from 5 until 9. You can check out the classic cars, food and drink specials, cruiser prizes courtesy of Pep Boys, and jar trophies. That's this Sunday, June 11th, at J.T. Wheatfield's on Niagara Falls Boulevard in the sleepy little town of Wheatfield.
Western New York weather.
Now, cue the announcer. Oh, that's me. All right. The forecast is tonight muggy with increasing clouds after midnight. A low of 68 degrees Sunday. Humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, but rain-free much of the time. At a high of 78 Sunday night. Evening showers likely. A low near 60 Monday morning. Clouds giving away to mostly sunny skies. Cooler weather with less humid conditions. At a high of 73. You're listening to Oldies 93.
Oldies 104.
Well, 93.4. Obviously, I have work.
We were listening down the line of the Majestic, and somebody was rehearsing this, and I said, we got to play that thing on the radio. Happy Eyeballs. One of her former little Richards.
Look on him, it's fun. Show like the ball. When you're knocking out a roll.
Can't hear your mama call.
Can't hear your mama call.
Da-da-da-da-da. All these 104, Jack Armstrong.
This is before I got to Buffalo.
I came in 70. Things haven't been the same since.
Hey, little girl, you don't have to hide nothing no more.
That'll do anything to you, better check your pulse of being passed off. City of the Sound of the Arrow, I'm Jack Armstrong,
and I'm the Gorilla.
And we will daringly open the telephone because we don't have any better sense. And the number is 644-9870. I almost gave the wrong phone number. Can you imagine? All right, 644-9870 is the number to call. If you would like to talk about the old times, about KB, or anything else that happens to be on your mind, that's it. I'll run Beach out of business. I'll start a talk show. That's exactly what I'm going to do. And in between here and there, we're going to play you some good music. And let's see, where am I? One, two, three, I'm there. Yes. This is the tune that has taken the place of Hail to the Chief. You haven't heard about that yet. You'd be in the headlines on Monday morning. I think you're going to relate to it. Thanks for the warning. Sabbath day, my cravings. That's good, good oldies. And Oldies 104 is what you're doing. I'm Jack Armstrong. And what we're going to do is daringly go to the telephone. Who's this?
Jim.
Hey, Jim, how are you? Oh, that's great. Jim, you were around in the old days, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember you there in Buffalo and on Chum in Toronto.
Yes, I was there for a brief minute in New York, second up there, but I loved it. I loved Toronto. And all I can tell you is that it was this was a family place here, but up there it was so cosmopolitan, you know, like you have a French section and a German section, a Polish section in Toronto, this, that, and the other. Any rate, what do you remember about the old days? Anything?
Pretty well everything. All the music, everybody was on the radio. There's also a videotape out there that they did at Chum. They had their 50th anniversary a few years ago.
Yeah.
And they mentioned when you started at Chum that the operator on the panel was too slow to keep up with you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we ran them off in a hurry, and I went on ahead and started running my own board, as they say. And that's how the listeners were very bored. Actually, it was fun. I enjoyed. I much prefer to run all of my own mechanical things, but I do like working with. I loved working with the engineers here at WKBW. I didn't think they were going to be fast enough to keep up with what was going on with what I was doing, but they were, and they caught right up with it. And as I said earlier this afternoon, it was good to have them as a sounding board. But anyway, I appreciate the call.
Okay, nice talking to you.
Nice to talk to you. All right, Oldies 104. Hello.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
I'm without. That's why I'm here.
Welcome back to Buffalo. I wish you'd come to stay.
Well, I'd come, but nobody's offered me that $250,000 yet. I'm waiting for Tom Shear to come in here with a check, but I got a feeling it's a long time.
Well, maybe Danny will give up half of his and give it to you.
Oh, no way. You don't know Nevers very well.
Well, you were great at KB when you were here. We remember those great days. There was personalities there that will live forever in the minds of Buffalo radio listeners, and it's just great to hear a good talent back on the air. Danny and Tommy feeling real nice over there, and you would just round it out terrifically. So I hope the people at HTT would catch on to that and put you in that format.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Are you coming to the concert? You're not coming to the concert, are you? I can tell by the way
you're
coming.
I'm going to tell you something about I don't want to knock their concert, but I like listening to studio music, but live music, especially with artists that have been around for a while, just isn't the same. But radio personalities never change. You sound just like you did back at KB days when we would be listening in the car and waiting for the show to come on.
Ah, I appreciate hearing that. That makes me feel good. Now I'll ask for $300.
Hey,
all right.
And you deserve it, believe me.
Ah, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Again, thanks for coming back and at least giving us some memories.
Ah, thank you, sir, for saying that. All right. It's Oldies 104. Hello. Oh, we're doing okay, I guess. We're learning. It's on-the-job training in here is what it is.
Hey, you guys. I'll tell you this. I'm too young, rather. I'm only 36 to remember, like, the 50s and the 60s.
Yeah.
But I love this kind of music. I mean, I love everything about it. And I was wondering why Oldies 104, every once in a while, you guys always have theme weekends. I would love to see you do, like, a 1957 Saturday where everything you play was played on that day, you know, June 10th or whatever, 1957.
Yeah, Jeff used to do that at WKBW, only he never went back into the 50s. He would do a weekend where we had a countdown on this day in 1960, number 10, and he would count it down and we'd play number one.
I love listening to all these old stories. You guys must have had a ball.
Well, as Charlie Chaplin said when they asked him about all the movies he made, he said, yeah, you know something? While we were making the movies, it was also serious.
I would love to have a job where I'd like to go every day. You guys are fantastic. I love listening. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. You never know when it's the last day. That's the trouble with that. Here are the Beach Boys. Put me down, I bet I'll do it in my head. Help me rock, yeah. Eat her out of my heart. Jardine singing lead of the Beach Boys. Very, very few times he sang lead. He sang lead there. Oldies 104, Jack Armstrong with you, 4:38 in the afternoon, and we'll pick up the one that's ringing. Yeah, why not? We're crazy. Hello, Oldies 104, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Sam calling.
Hey, Sam.
The Toronto area.
Ah, hi, Sam. How are you?
Just great. I had the pleasure of meeting you back in 96 during the first reunion.
Ah, back, I was still drinking in those days. I barely remember coming up here.
Yeah. You were not in the field of broadcasting then. You were
I was in the field is where I was. Yeah, I know.
You just been looking after your dad.
That's right.
And I just wanted to let you know, as somebody that is a true air check collector, that you're one of the best.
Well, I appreciate that.
And it's great to hear you back on the air. I remember you in Cleveland, Boston, Hartford.
Yeah, I was always one step ahead of the sheriff, you know, just getting out of town about the time he was catching up. No, back in those days, things had to calm down eventually. That's why I went back into the oldies format. It's a little more stable. But the truth was that any job you had in those days, a year, 2 years, 2 years was a long time.
Oh, what? Definitely. Well, I think KB gave you the freedom to do what you wanted to, and also you had, a tremendous reach. With that wonderful 50,000-watt signal at night.
Oh, yeah. No, we got all over the country. In fact, I'll give you a quick story there. Frank Tsai, we were talking about him earlier. I had him in as a board engineer one night, and he kept talking on the phone. And I said, Frank, is my show so boring? You got to be on the phone with somebody, Frank? And he said, look, I'm doing an engineering thing. I do an engineering thing. I got a guy in Cleveland. He's listening to the station. I said, he's not supposed to be able to hear the station in Cleveland. The signal goes south, north, and east. Cleveland is west. And he said, I know. That's what's wrong. We got the guy there, and he's having problems because he hears the station. I said, well, can you hold the phone up to the speaker so I can hear to it, to the little microphone? He did. And I took a listen to it. I turned my monitor down in the studio of what was on the air. Then I turned it up, and I turned it down, and I'm listening to what's on the phone. And I said, hey, what they're hearing in Cleveland is a second and a half behind. Hey, he said, yeah, you know, you're right. I said, it's going around the world, Frank. He said, oh, my goodness, it's going around the world. I don't know what I can do about that. I'm a pretty good engineer, but I can't stop that.
True story.
Well, I had a friend in Iceland that used to listen to KB quite regularly, actually.
Mm.
Ah. It's amazing how, you know, they're heard quite even now, as is the other station.
Yeah.
They're heard quite regularly throughout Scandinavia.
Well, I did get letters from Sweden, but as I recall, I had written to them first, as I recall. Anyway, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Hey, good to see you back, and you're doing a great job, and good. Just wish I could make it to the show, but maybe next year.
You're going to miss a good show. It's going to be a good show, yeah, I promise.
Sure.
All right, I appreciate the phone call.
Good to have you back in town.
Thank you very much. It's Oldies, 104 at 4:41.
Day in and day out, nobody saves you more than GCO Carpet and Color Tile Outlet.
367-6900.
The Rock and Roll Radio Reunion on Oldies 104.
That's us. You get to see this guy live. Tonight, Gary Lewis of Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Right. Mark Lindsay will be there. Lou Christie, Billy Jay Kramer of the Shangri-Las at the Majestic Theater. It's almost sold out. You better hustle and get your tickets and get in that green.
Right. From my window.
Gary Lewis in person tonight. Brought to you by Oldies 104. Jack Armstrong.
Man, the gorilla.
In that green grass, catching fleas that you love is like an itching. Get your hind leg up, get your ear. That feels good. Diana Ross in the Springs. Oldies 104. By the way, that tour of Diana Ross is not doing too well. How about that? A lot of people voting with their wallet. It's a lot of money to see her for openers in second. It isn't the Supremes. It's just Steiner Ross and some buddies. Although they were Supremes after the Supremes were... You don't want to know that. Any rate, point is that it's not exactly blowing the walls down. Like our concert tonight is blowing the walls down. On the phone. Hey, listen, Danny. Danny never's on the phone. Danny, I'm sitting here running this control console, and the mic pot says Dan Sr. on it. I want to say, is it a problem for you to figure out your name in the morning, or what?
Hello, Jack, can you hear me? Is everything okay?
Is there an
echo? Turn down your radio.
I can't hear you.
We got a delay.
What do you mean you've never done any drugs? All right.
Listen to this. You guys were kidding all day. You're kidding about how many tickets were sold.
Yeah.
I just checked the box office. They're down to one.
One
ticket.
One ticket.
If I buy that ticket, Jack, if I buy that ticket, it'll be a complete sellout. It'll make history.
Yep.
If I buy that one ticket,
yep,
it'll be... But I'm not going to buy the ticket. $10.40.
Yeah, you're asking me for a loan, aren't you? I mean, isn't that what this is all about?
Exactly. Very honestly, there's about 50 seats left, and if anybody is driving around saying, hey, what are we going to do on a gorgeous night like tonight? Where can we go to find great entertainment for very little money? Come on out.
And come out and see some DJs whose faces have got so many wrinkles in them, and they hold an eight-day rain. I'm not talking about a lack of hair, folks. You'll know why they call it Mount Baldy. I'm talking about people who are old. They didn't learn history. They just remember it. Danny Neverett, Don Byrne, Sandy Beach, Jeff Kay. Who else is going to be there? Besides us, you and I.
Let's see. There's going to be a bunch of old people watching the show.
That's good. Okay, what a place to sell those extra depends I've been holding on to.
Listen, I got to go now. I have the AARP concession.
Oh, hey, good. Hey, and listen, that poly grip I gave you, I may have given you super glue by mistake, Danny. Goodbye to you. All right, Oldies 104, hello.
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, good to hear you. I just wanted to tell you that my brother and I, back when you were here in the early 70s, we used to imitate you all the time. As a matter of fact, we have contests to see who was better at imitating you. And it was just great. We really had a good time doing it.
Oh, well, good. I mean, you know, let's see how good you are at imitating me. All you got to do is talk real fast like this, and I'm not talking about you. Listen, you're slow. All right, obviously I've made your career. I expect royalties.
Yeah, it's okay. That'd be great. You know, but my brother and I used to do it. To see who could do it the longest, we'd be rolling on the floor, on the ground, just to see who could hold it the longest.
I was good at calling hogs, too, but there's no money in that.
I know that. Well, down there now, you got a chance anyway, back in Greensboro. So, I mean, you got...
Yeah, there's enough of those down there. You're telling me. I'm trying to get a date down there all the time. Trolling with an ear of corn. Terrible. All right, it's good to talk to you.
Jack, I just have one question for you, too. Back then in the early 70s, there was a remake of A Lion Sleeps Tonight, and I don't remember who did it back then, but I remember you guys playing it back then.
Robert John.
Robert John did?
Robert John.
Yeah, because as a matter of fact, too, this was another thing. We had you guys on tape. My brother and I used to tape. We had these little, you know, the old-fashioned tape recorders with a little... Yeah, that looked like from Mission Impossible.
Yeah, they didn't sell head cleaner for that, boy. Not after we finished.
We had all you guys on tape, but unfortunately, they're all gone, and probably best for you guys that they are. But anyway.
That's true. It's hard enough to live down the past without evidence.
Really?
I appreciate the phone call. You have a good night, sir.
Okay, one more thing.
What?
I was just wondering, down there on your station, Oldies 96, right in Greensboro?
Oldies 93, yeah.
93, okay.
Yep.
I just wondered, is it on Real Player? You know, can you get it on the web?
They're going to put streaming audio on it within the next 30 days, and they've been saying that for over a year.
Yep.
But, I mean, the site is oldies93.com if you want to see pictures. Oldies93.com.
Okay, and now look for you, and hopefully they will get you streaming on there. We'll catch you once in a while.
I appreciate that. Thanks for calling. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Oldies 104, it is 4:54.
So I'm having this dream. I'm on a trip, and I'm flying home.